News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events from the edgewills of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur and in today's episode, we explore Asia's cleanest village nestled in the East Khasi Hills district of Meghalaya. We'll also bring you a report on the festive spirit sweeping across Northeast India, where Christmas celebrations are in full swing. But first, let's head to Sikkim, where Losung and Namsung, the festivals of harvest, harmony and new beginnings are being celebrated. In a joyous prelude to Christmas and the New Year, Sikkim is immersed in the vibrant celebrations of Losung and Namsung. These festivals mark the end of the harvest season and usher in gratitude, renewal and the Sikkimese Lunar New Year for the Bhutia and Lepcha communities. Our Gangtok correspondent Dili Ramdulal brings us the details.
The significance of this festival lies in their deep-rooted cultural and spiritual essence. Losung and Namsung honor the rhythm of agrarian life, celebrating the completion of a fruitful harvest while expressing appreciation to nature and ancestral deities. They strengthen community bonds through ritual, prayers, traditional dances, and share feasts, symbolizing harmony, resilience, and the timeless relationship between people and their environment. This celebration also helps preserve indigenous tradition and pass cultural wisdom to the younger generation. On this festive occasion, Governor Om Prakash Mathur extended warm greeting to the people of Sikkim, especially the Bhutia and Lepcha communities. He said, "The festivals celebrate good harvest, goodwill and togetherness while preserving Sikkim's rich cultural heritage." He wished everyone peace, prosperity and good fortune. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang also conveyed his heartfelt greetings, describing Losung and Namsung as vibrant celebrations rooted in ancestral wisdom. He expressed hope that the festival bring renewed happiness, unity and collective progress to every household. Because of these two festivals, government holiday have been declared in Sikkim from December 20th till December 28th, including Christmas. With Moinak Chatterjee, Diliram Dulal, Akashvani News Gangtok for Northeast Diary.
Folks, let's travel to Maulinong village nestled in the East Khasi Hills district of Meghalaya. Here, Colonel Mani K. Gahatraj shares his unique experience of cleanliness in the picturesque village, famously known as Asia's cleanest village and often referred to as God's own garden.
Stirred to a slow, dreamy wakefulness from a night-long slumber caused by a tiredness of almost 100 kilometers plus drive from Shillong, I woke up to the sounds of chirping birds in Maulinong, the cleanest village of Asia. Located in the East Khasi Hills district of Meghalaya, the abode of clouds, this little village is the epitome of cleanliness and orderliness personified. The warm and gentle caress by God's finger-like rays of the rising sun, filtering through the white lace curtains of the open window, gliding in sync with a gentle moving breeze, bathed the tiny wooden room. Fully awake, refreshed and invigorated by the magical morning, I observed the cool interiors of the small room with wooden walls, wooden door, and two tiny wooden windows and a rough wooden ceiling. Tempted, as always, to breathe the fresh morning air outside, walking out through the wooden door, I surveyed the scene outside as I sat on a long wooden bench at the veranda of the cottage. A small and neat courtyard was filled with riots of bright pink and magenta bougainvillea bushes, and the rays of the rising sun from the eastern horizon reached the cottage garden, filtering through the branches of pine, aromatic bay leaf trees, and the thick green foliage of lychee and jackfruit trees that guarded the cottage as it stood at peace and in silence with itself, savoring nature's paradise with a hot mug of strong Khasi tea that materialized through a sweet smiling little girl of the house. I heard the sound of a jungle miner from a nearby stream gurgling down the village. The morning peace was punctuated by the chirpy and lively bird calls, and I could distinctly hear the melodious twittering of magpies and robins. I clicked photos of the house, the garden, and the surroundings at random. There were birds dancing and hopping around in the garden, feeding themselves with flower juice, insects, and worms. I noticed a scarlet minivet, a Burmese roller, and a blue-throated barbet amongst robins, sparrows, while a flock of noisy seven sisters flew in and out of the garden in a hurry. The beautiful cottage homestay, my home for the day, belonged to Lurshai Khongsni, who doubled as a primary school teacher of the local government school and owner of an orchard of orange, pineapple and areca nut, locally called Kwai. I was referred to Lurshai by his uncle and one of my best friends and regimental officer, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Kongmen, retired, who was born and had spent his carefree boyhood in Maulanyong. Now he lives in Shillong, pursuing evangelical and social work. Lieutenant Colonel Martin not only arranged my trip, but, unbeknownst to me, even sponsored my trip by passing a sealed envelope to his nephew. I was extremely fortunate as another dear friend and regimental officer, Colonel Sanjay Mothe, lent his private car for the trip, although regular bus sumo services as well as hired taxis are available from Bada Bazar, Shillong to Maulanyong at reasonable tariff. I washed up, changed and relished a breakfast of bread with local orange honey, omelette of local duck eggs, washing it down with my favorite strong Khasi tea. Refreshed with a good night's sleep and a hearty breakfast, I left the house with Lurshai to explore the village. As we walked around the village, I was most pleasantly shocked and surprised by its spotlessly clean environment. It could not be India, my dear country. The entire village was just plain clean, without frills, without a single trace of dirt, trash, cow dung, or for that matter, even chicken or bird droppings. Having carried out numerous cleanliness and orderliness inspections in my military life, I critically looked around for those small colored shining tobacco gutka packets that litter the cities, towns and villages of India, but found none. Even the drains along the houses and roads were spotless, and children had playfully chalk-written letters of the alphabet in the drains. I observed a few trash or waste papers in conical bamboo baskets tied to bamboo poles and thoughtfully placed low enough for the children to use. I observed children playing and dogs and cats and chicken moving about, but not a bit of litter anywhere. The main road was blacktop tarmac, and there were smaller cemented footpaths connecting houses or clusters of houses. And there were a few ordinary modern stone footpaths, all neat and clean. Most of the dwellings were small cottages with corrugated iron sheet roofs and wooden or bamboo walls. All the houses were erected over 2 to 3 feet high lofts or machans for air circulation and to ensure safety from rainwater during monsoons. There were a few roadside shops where girls were selling fruits, cold drinks, vegetables and wooden artifacts from Bangladesh, all neatly arranged over wooden benches, and again, no litter, absolutely clean. As I walked, marveling the sense of cleanliness of the villagers, I saw a small boy deliberately placing dry leaves and a few papers in the conical bamboo waste basket. That was the sense of cleanliness instilled in the children since the time they came into the world of Maulanyong. In other words, Keeping the homes and the village clean was a way of life for the simple Khasi people of this village that was passed from generation to generation. The waste collected in the conical bamboo baskets is regularly poured into pits and used as manure after a few months of maturing. The village headman informed me that waste which is not biodegradable is collected and dumped at a dumping site far away from the village once a month. Molinong village has undoubtedly set an example for others that needs to be replicated in other villages. The spirit of cleanliness exhibited by the villagers through their self-sustained efforts deserves an applause. Well, after the long day drew to an end, I thought of giving myself a break and returned to my beautiful cottage to prepare myself to discover other gems of this magical land.
As the holiday spirit fills the air, communities across the globe come together on the 25th of December to celebrate Christmas, one of the most cherished occasions of the year. From twinkling lights adorning homes to the joyful sounds of carols echoing through the streets, the magic of Christmas continues to shine bright. Let's now take you through the sights, sounds and preparations that define Christmas across the Northeast.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Today, the Northeast is wrapped in hues of red and gold as the festive spirit touches every corner of the region. Streets and homes sparkle with glowing Christmas stars, decorated trees and strings of lights that illuminate the winter night. From quiet villages to bustling towns, Christmas finds expression in countless beautiful ways. In Nagaland, scenic hills and vibrant towns have transformed into festive havens as families and communities decorate their homes, churches and streets with Christmas trees, illuminated stars and colorful lights. Our Kohima correspondent Asuno brings us a glimpse of the festive scenes.
In Nagaland, Christmas is a grand affair marked by music, dance, feasting and a strong sense of community spirit. Families and friends gathered in large numbers to celebrate the joyous occasion, embracing a unique blend of Christian traditions and indigenous Naga culture. Preparations begin weeks in advance with Advent prayers, choir practices and homes, churches and streets decorations. On Christmas Eve, thousands gathered for midnight services, offering prayers and thanksgiving to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas in Nagaland is marked by deep religious devotion as citizens commemorated the birth of Jesus Christ. On Christmas Day, congregation thronged churches for community worship, dressed in the best, singing hymns and joyful carols in unison.
हम भी चले उसका वंदन करें
families and communities comes together to partake in bountiful feasts and festivities. Gatherings around the warmth of crackling fires, they exchange gifts, share stories and rejoice in songs filled with cheer.
Christmas can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, but for me it is especially a time of coming together with family and most importantly having Christ in the midst of all our bonding and also the time of get together, no? Because that is how we usually understand Christmas. So in all these get togethers, in all this bonding and the time of reunion, the presence of Christ and Christ as the center of it all, I think that is what Christmas actually means for me.
Traditional delicacies are lovingly prepared and shared, strengthening bonds of togetherness and goodwill. Beyond celebration, Christmas is a time for compassion. Churches and organizations reach out to the elderly, the needy, and the less fortunate, reminding everyone of the true spirit of Christmas, love, kindness, and service to humanity. Christmas in Naglen indeed is a time of joy, community bonding and rich cultural expression. And even as the Yuletide festivity lingers, the state now looks ahead to new beginnings, with just these remaining before ushering in the new year. Special Thanksgiving church services, cultural programs and stunning display of fireworks are set to light up Naglen as it prepares to welcome the new year 2026. For Northeast Diary, Asutu from Kohima.
It is that time of the year when the scent of pine fills the air, when cold winter winds brush against the face, yet warmth settles deep in the heart. Winter has arrived, and today, Shillong truly looks and feels like Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Christmas is one of the largest festivals here, as the majority of the residents are Christians. But here in Shillong, Christmas is not only for the faithful believers, but also for each and everyone. For many years, people have been celebrating Christmas in its most magnificent manner. Beautiful Christmas decoration dots every street and locality of Shillong City this time of the year.
Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Him once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Christmas is Shillong's beautiful celebration, where you find the most dazzling lights and decorations in the heart of the city, in the police bazaar, and of course, in every corner and houses with decorated Christmas tree in this town. The feeling, that warmth of the season, and that song of peace and unity in everyone's lips sure is worth embracing the season. A Christmas vacation in Shillong lets you experience a whole new level of adventure, where you hear carols, chorus everywhere, and free Christmas concerts welcomes everyone. Hordes of tourists flock to this quiet city, which becomes so lively around this time of the year to get the best experience of Christmas. Kerda Sinrem, a resident of Shillong, gave a glimpse of what Christmas celebration is all about here in Shillong.
I am Kerda Sinrem. I'm a resident of Shillong. Christmas in Shillong, we celebrate it in a very special way. Like, we love baking cakes and pastries and are going to spend and eat with our family and our loved ones, with the community, because we have community feasts, we have feasts in church. We are really hoping this Christmas is going to be a big affair, and we would definitely would enjoy ourselves, and we would love to, you know, spread the message of peace, love and goodwill to all mankind.
Christmas is a festival of peace, joy and forgiveness, and its embrace when you can actually be there. Merry Christmas to everyone from Shillong. This is Rustam for Northeast Diary from AIR News Shillong.
In Mizoram, the festive spirit is alive and vibrant. Homes echo with hymns, churches fill with prayers, and joy of Christmas flows through every neighborhood. Our Aizawl correspondent brings us this report.
The religious and festive fervor of Christmas has filled every nook and corner of Mizoram. People working outside the state have already come back to their homes to enjoy the reunion with families during Christmas time. In urban areas, streets have been filled with illumination and colorful decoration with motifs and cribs. Also, markets wear a vibrant look, with the shopping spree has peaked up for the last few weeks. Buyers are found everywhere thronging the shop. They are found buying Christmas gifts, new clothes and home decorative items. Also, people have started exchanging Christmas greetings and gifts. Also, one of the most interesting part of the Christmas celebration is taking out Christmas carols for this. The youth of groups of different churches take out street carols in the evening, and they are drawing colorful participation from their neighborhood people. Meanwhile, all arrangements are in place in all churches for delivery of sermons, mass prayers and singing carols. Church elders said that Christmas gifts of winter clothes and warm materials are being provided to the people above 80 years old. They said community feasts that people look forward to at Christmas time are also on the card. For Northeast Diary with Subhashish Chanda, Irene from Aizawl.
Manipur, with its significant Christian population and strong secular ethos, celebrates Christmas with equal fervor and joy. Here, festivals become occasions of unity, bringing communities together in shared celebrations. Let us hear how Christmas unfolds in Manipur from our Imphal correspondent, J.J. Thakchong.
This festival brings a new kind of energy to people and makes the atmosphere more vibrant and energetic. Decoration of Christmas tree with colorful balls, ribbons and red socks has reminded us that this festival is near the corner. Market shops and showrooms display a theme of glittering red and white colors to set up the Christmas mood. Speaking to AIR News Notice Diary, an enthusiastic citizen said that,
"My name is Agui Kamai from None, Manipur. We are preparing ourselves for a joyous celebration. Every house, street and roads were well decorated and illuminated by putting up stars at the rooftop of the houses and twinkling lighting system. People's busy for marketing, buying winter clothes and fancy dresses. People who are gone outside for their works and students for their studies is coming back now for the winter vacation and for the celebration of Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Since the long wait is not so far, glittering Christmas trees and bright stars could be seen everywhere. People are enthusiastically waiting for 25th December and assume that this festive mood will last till 1st of January next year. JJ Thakchom, AIR News, Notice Diary, Imphal.
And folks, in Arunachal Pradesh, the Christian community celebrates Christmas in a grand and joyful manner. Blending faith with tradition and festivity, our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole takes us there.
In Arunachal Pradesh, as a run-up to the Christmas, lots of activities like cultural and other events are being organized by the Christian community across the state. In the capital city, Itanagar, it is delightful to see the pre-Christmas atmosphere with people decorating their houses with beautiful and colorful lights, people thronging into shopping malls, buying new clothes and gifts for their dear ones. For Northeast Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, AIR News, Itanagar.
And now let's bring you a festive treat. Sit back and enjoy the captivating track Jingle Bells by the Tetsu Sisters featuring Alobo Naga.
Dashing through the snow in a one horse open sleigh, and all the fields we go laughing on the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirit bright. What fun it is to love and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh.
And with that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for many more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed its law. We got into a drift of bank, and then we got upset.
Yeah. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.